Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 7th, 2014, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Over the past several months, our United NEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee has made a number of recommendations to the company to address ongoing issues with FAOM revisions that are leading to instances of non-compliance. Despite the ongoing efforts to address the deficiencies in the FAOM revision process, the company reports that flight attendants continue to be found by the FAA with non-compliant FAOMs. This being the case, management has indicated their need to act in an effort to bring flight attendants into compliance. To this end, management has implemented a plan to improve overall FAOM compliance that will involve compliance checks in the domicile, after check-in, and mid-sequence at the aircraft. First and foremost, management is interested in having flight attendant manuals compliant. In meeting this goal, the domicile continues to be a safe haven for flight attendants where we can voluntarily meet with a supervisor to have the FAOM inspected for compliance. In the days ahead, we may see an expansion of these areas in addition to the areas inside the domicile as well. At Chicago, for example, there may be tables or a table set up immediately outside of the domicile with management personnel assigned to support this initiative. We strongly encourage flight attendants to voluntarily participate in the process of ensuring their FAOM is compliant. Not doing so may have serious financial and potential disciplinary consequences. In the domicile, flight attendants who participate voluntarily and who are found to have manuals that are not in compliance will be permitted to fix the deficiencies, time permitting. If not, they will be permitted to use a loaner manual, subject to availability, and are not subject to discipline. If loaner manuals are not available or the FAOM cannot timely be brought into compliance, the flight attendant will be required to purchase a new FAOM on the spot. Payroll deduction is the only acceptable method of payment. Flight attendants should be aware that FAOM inspections will be conducted after check-in and briefing when leaving the domicile for the aircraft. This compliance check, while still conducted in the safe haven of the domicile, will result in flight attendants with non-compliant manuals having to purchase on the spot the guts for a new manual. These manuals will be purchased through payroll deduction. There will be no discipline associated at this point in the compliance check process. However, you are encouraged to avoid this. In addition, management will be conducting mid-sequence inspections at the aircraft. Flight attendants found to have non-compliant manuals during these compliance checks will be required to purchase the guts of the manual on the spot by payroll deduction and are subject to discipline. Management has indicated they do not intend to cancel any flights as a result of this initiative and will ensure flight attendants have compliant FAOMs. The company has recently communicated about the importance of compliance. However, management has not communicated this compliance plan to flight attendants. It cannot be emphasized enough that flight attendants should take advantage of the opportunity to participate in manual compliance checks on a voluntary basis. By doing so, we remain in control of the situation while professionally ensuring that we have the tools we need to perform in our role as safety professionals and first responders. Our individual action ensures this is done in a positive way that is free from the threat of discipline. Set aside the time to protect yourself and our profession. It's a worthwhile effort. Bidding for the Enhanced Early Out Program, the EEOP, has closed. United Management is in the process of verifying bids for eligibility. Finalized awards are expected to be published on or around November 14, 2014. 30-day ANP is offered for the month of December, which is the bid month is November 30th through December 29th. The numbers and locations are not certain at this time. Request should be on file no later than November 14, 2014 at 0800 hours Central Standard Time. Please note, flight attendants awarded special leaves totaling 180 days or more within a rolling 12-month period will not accrue seniority for each of the days in excess of 180 days on special leave status. Also, please take in consideration if you have been awarded a 30-day ANP and it directly touches either another 30-day ANP or single day of ANP without at least one day off in between. This circumstance would trigger change of status to a personal leave of absence, which would affect certain benefits. When requesting any time off, we encourage you to fully review all available information and ask questions about anything that is unclear. During the past few days, it's become clear that Staffing Administration has begun to implement several of the return-to-work processes. Staffing Administration representatives have been making contact with flight attendants, setting up appointments for the issuance of ID badges. In addition, employees have been receiving a return from furlough packet, which contains a number of forms that are required for the processing of the criminal history record checks, the CHRC, as well as required DOT forms. These forms should be completed and returned. Some flight attendants on voluntary furlough who also put in for the Enhanced Early Out program received calls at home to initiate the return to work process. These calls were made in error when the names of those submitting bids for the EEOP were inadvertently included on the list of those to be called to start the return to work process. Individuals on voluntary furlough who have also submitted a bid for the EEOP are not required to begin the return to work process until after the EEOP award is published on November 14th. If you are among this group of individuals and have received a call from Staffing Administration, you are not required to start the process and should receive a follow-up call advising you the initial contact was made in error. If you have additional questions, please contact your supervisor. Our members who have been recalled to JFK from involuntary furlough will shortly begin receiving letters at their address of record advising them of the domicile orientations that will be taking place on November 15th, 16th, and 17th, 2014 at Newark. Classes will be held in the Newark Domicile Conference Room. Flight attendants' lines of flying have been updated to reflect the date on which individuals have been scheduled to attend orientation. These classes have been scheduled at Newark to facilitate travel for those returning to work because there is more widely available service into and out of Newark than there is to JFK. This is in response to AFA's advocacy. We appreciate the consideration shown in assisting those members who are returning to work at JFKSW. If you have any questions about your specific orientation date and are unable to access your line of flying, contact the JFK domicile for assistance. We have added a calendar to the United MEC website in an effort to make life as a flight attendant a little less hectic. The flight attendant calendar lists important dates that flight attendants may need to refer to, including vacation bidding, benefits open enrollment, and other dates throughout the year. If you are a Google Calendar user, you can add these events directly to your personal calendar. You are able to access the calendar from the home page of the MEC website on the Quick Hits menu or the Flight Attendant Calendar button below the menu on the left side of the home page. Our Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC, completed 2 weeks of negotiations with United Management. These were the first two of a total of 5 weeks we will be bargaining in Chicago for the remainder of 2014. The JNC has provided an update through the Our United newsletter. All JNC updates can be found on the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. If you're not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so also at www.ourunited.org. That's all for tonight. And thank you for calling.